Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Who's Who, African American Led Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Jay Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Growing and Sexy, a.k.a. the book critic. We're in the building with a wonderful, wonderful show tonight. My first guest online should be Miss Raquel Williams. Raquel, are you online? Hello? We got a call from 704. Raquel Williams, is that you? Come on, man. Let me have no problems with this show today. This is not the day for that. All right, hold on. Let me see what's going on. Raquel, are you there? All right, we got somebody calling from 704. Raquel, is that you?
No, that's just me waiting on the show.
All right, what's your name?
This is D. Brown Newton.
All right, hold on, sister. Let me see if we can get Raquel in. Let me see what's going on.
All right.
All right, hold on, Raquel Williams. Are you all in this building, baby? Who's calling from 770? Who's that?
This is someone waiting on the show also, DJ. This is
what?
Joyce Dickerson.
Oh, what's up, Joyce? How you doing, sister? Hold on a second.
All
man.
Right.
We got the lines all lit up. We're holding for Raquel.
Hello?
Is that you, Raquel?
Yes, that's me.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. The lines is all lit up. I didn't know who I had on the line, but thank you for calling and being patient, my sister. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing good.
All right. Well, once again, it's DJ Gack, the Who's Who, that Breaking the Block Talk Radio. This is our holiday edition of the show. Today we have national best-selling author Raquel Williams in the building. We're going to talk to her about the success she's had with her books, as well as the deal she got with Carl Weber and whatever else is going on right now. So, Raquel, for those who don't know who you are, tell them who you are and where you're from, my sister.
My name is Raquel Williams. I'm from New York. Well, I was originally born in Jamaica, but I'm from New York, and I'm living in Atlanta now. I'm an author. I have 9 books out, and I'm also a publisher, and I'm also signed to Carl Weber Presents.
Yeah, well, congratulations with that signing. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Again, you said you originally from Jamaica, but I guess you grew up in New York or went to school in New York, Westchester County,
yes,
Mount Vernon, am I right?
Yes, Mount Vernon all day. I rep Mount
Vernon
real
hard. Yeah, we rep in Westchester. You know, up in the White Plains area, Spring Valley, New York, upstate. Yeah, we bonded. As soon as I knew that's where you was from, you were from Mount Vernon. I think when I met you at the Harlem Book Fair,
we
kind of chopped it up a little bit.
Yeah, we met each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I've known Raquel for a while. I actually worked with her on her first book. I did a book trailer for The Bottom Bitch, I believe it is. First book,
yes,
which went on to be a huge, huge success for you. I believe books in that series. How did you actually start writing? You know, before I get to that, I want to ask you about something. Recently, you spoke at an event empowering young women as a motivational speaker and talk to young women about struggle and life and things like that. You mentioned that, you know, growing up in your later life, that you would end up in the criminal justice system.
Yes. 2007, I caught a charge and went to federal prison for 3 years. I was released from prison since 2010.
Well, congratulations on surviving that whole a part of your life. A lot of people have instances where they end up on the wrong side of the law, end up doing time or things of that nature. And I just want to give you kudos and props on actually, you know, coming out of that whole scene and becoming a successful business woman and entrepreneur.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations on that. All right, because I wanted to discuss that. Somebody's been inboxing me, asking me. I said, I don't really know too much about that part of her life. We will touch on it, but we're here to talk about the books and the success you're having with the books. So back to the bottom bitch series. Now, you, when I met you, you had published that book. You were signed with another publisher, but you were actually making some changes. What actually took place with the Bottom Bitch series when you first got started?
Okay, I got signed to World Haven when I first, you know, came out. I was signed to World Haven with Hood Panicles, and it just wasn't working out for me. You know, I just wanted to do my own thing, so I decided to republish it out underneath Black Destiny Publication, which was my first company. That's when I contacted you, and, you know, I got the book trailer and stuff like that. So that book came out underneath Black Destiny Publication. That book been out a lot of times because I also re-released it under Leah Sullivan Presents. So that book been around the block.
All right. No. Because a lot of people are maybe confused about how all of that took place. You made a lot of true business moves as an author to become a publisher, and I wanted to touch on that real quick. Now, you later on, after you did that on your first foray into self-publishing, you started working with Leo Sullivan.
Yes. After I did my publishing company for a while, you know, me and Leo talked, and we decided to join company. So my company joined with Leo. We was no longer Black Destiny Publication. It was just Leo Sullivan Presents. So I did that with Leo for, I want to say, around 8 months. And then, you know, I love to work by myself. So it was just time for me to, you know, me and Leo, we still good or whatever. We still work together. Sometimes you might see my other cover say Leo Sullivan Presents now. So we still work together. But I just kind of wanted to do Raquel Williams Presents, because all of the books were saying Leo Sullivan Presents, and a lot of time people wasn't know I was the publisher, didn't know that I was the publisher that was publishing those books. So I just kind of want to just make my own imprint in this business. So I just kind of took my authors and now we're Raquel Williams Presents.
Yeah, very shrewd move. Big shout out to Leo Sullivan. By the way, I met that brother on a book fair too a couple of years ago. Got to know him. Another excellent, excellent author and publisher. Helped a lot of people get started in this business. So big shout out to him, man, and the relationship that you guys have working together. Now, Bottom Bitch, huge, huge book for you. I loved it. You know, DJ Gassett, book clubbers, and everybody who I've met has loved that book. You actually went on to another series. My Husband's Whore?
Yes, that series is like, you know, I thought Bottom Bitch, you know, brought me a lot of success, which she did, because it was my breakout book, and a lot of people know me to Bottom Bitch. But when I did My Husband Whore, you know, it was a different kind of story for me. It wasn't about, you know, drugs. It was more about relationships and infidelity. So when I did My Husband Whore, I was just kind of stepping out on faith. And up to date, today, that's my best-selling book. Like, My Husband Whore, part one came out in February, and it's still on the bestsellers list. Like, I made so much money, and not just that. You know, when I go to book signings, like, I always sell out on My Husband Whore. Like, that book for me is, like, the book that really, you know, that a lot of people start paying attention to me, the author.
All right. Well, listen, as they should, you know, you write fantastic books, man. The Bottom Bitch came out, title had, like, wait a minute. And then I get to My Husband's Whore. I'm like, hold on, she really, like, trying to, you know, throw shade on the game here, because you really not holding back. You're talking about issues that people really deal with, and you bringing a little flair to it. You know what I mean? You're not just talking loud and saying nothing. You bringing some flair to the title as well as those books. So congratulations on both of those joints. I didn't get a chance to read any of the My Husband Horse series yet, but I definitely look forward to doing that. Once again, it's DJ Gatsby, who's soon after going to hit Block Talk Radio Show. We're here with the one and only Raquel Williams in the building, talking about The Bottom Bitch, My Husband's Whore, Raquel Williams Presents, and everything else. You know, it's only 15 minutes, man. I got to get you back by yourself and do another show after the new year. All right, so we talked about The Bottom Bitch.
Definitely.
We talked about My Husband's Whore. Now let's talk about Raquel Williams Presents. I was really fascinated with the amount of authors that you have signed and even with the books that you're putting out with that imprint. Tell us about Raquel Williams Presents and some of the authors that you've signed, and how that has changed your life since you became, you know, like a serious publisher.
Well, Raquel Williams presents, you know, I have a bunch of authors. I don't even know today how many authors I have, but I do know I have over 15 authors signed to Raquel Williams presents. I had a lot of authors before, but I let a lot of people go. You know, sometimes as you grow, you have to let people go, especially if they don't like to work. My authors are, you know, they love to work. You know, they get out there, they push their books. You know, they are grown people who know exactly what they want. Because at the end of the day, I need people who's going to represent me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm very hardworking. So my authors, like, they put out their best. And, like, right now, like, we're a family. I have no issues with my authors. Like, you know, we work and we just know, you know, I'm just trying to get them to get to where I'm at today, like right now. You know, I'm trying to let down, you know, branch out and try to get their name out there as well, because I don't want to be the only one eating for my team. I want the whole team to be eating. So, mm-hmm. I mean, 2016, the books are already coming in. I'm like, yeah. Wow, the team is definitely working. For 2016, y'all going to see us at all the book signings, all the book events, you know, and just getting our name out there more.
That's what's up. All right, Raquel, I still got you for a few more minutes. Had the people that called in earlier that may want to shout you out. I think you got Joyce Dickinson. You on the line, Joyce?
Yes, Raquel. You know I always have to support you. So, you know, I'm so proud of you. And just, you know, you have so many authors now trying to keep up with. I go out on Facebook and I go out there and there's 5 new book releases, all say RWP, and I'm like, okay, now, how many more you got this week? I don't have this kind of money, but, you know, I have to support you, so I have to reach out. I have to reach out and buy you and the people up under you. So, you know, I just want to keep on and let you know that I know that you're doing and the other stuff that you're doing in the community in Atlanta with, you know, helping you, helping the Christmas baskets that you did for 5 families. That was you. That was just awesome. And then you went to the halfway house and spoke. So you're putting back into the community, and that's what us in Atlanta, we're just proud of you for doing that.
Wow, that's great.
Thank you so much, Joyce. You know, I love you and I appreciate you supporting me from day one.
All right. We had another caller from the 704 area code. A caller, are you on the line?
Yeah, this is Dee Brown Newton. Just listening, showing my support. Hey, Raquel.
Hey, Dee. Dee is one of my authors on the RWP, so, you know, I definitely appreciate the support.
You're welcome.
That's what's up. All right, who else we got calling? We got somebody calling from, it looks like the 404 area code. Caller, you on the line?
Yes, this is Lady T. Delinas. Hey, Raquel.
Hey, Lady T. How are you doing? This also one of my authors. Like, they showing out tonight. Okay. whatever. But hey, girl, what's going on?
All right, boss lady. Awesome woman, y'all. I tell you, I admire her. I thank her because she has pushed me. And like she said, she wants all of us to eat. And I'm chewing, so I love that. So thank you.
That's what's up.
You're welcome.
That's what's up. All right, you got another caller from 336 area code. Caller, you on the line? Who's this?
Yes, this is Trinity Duquesne. I just want to call in to support Raquel.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Trinity.
That's
right, babe. She's another one of my authors. That's Trinity. She's like my right hand.
That's my right hand right there.
Anything I need done, she got my back. Like, I don't know what I would do without her, like, seriously, in this business. Like, if I need anything, if something goes wrong, I could hit her phone and she's always there. So I definitely appreciate you.
Thank you.
Wow, that's what's up. Listen, I Raquel, I love you. You know, like I said, we go back from when I worked with you on that trailer. Actually, the trailer I did for you, I believe, was the very first one. WB Media Group was just getting off the ground. We're doing book trailers, websites, you know, the promotions and a whole lot of other things that I'm doing now.
Yes.
But you really supported me and gave me a shot to work with you,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of really put me on the map with the book trailer. So thanks a lot, man, for all the support, my sister. It's all love.
Definitely. You always supported me. You know, a lot of time I see you sharing my covers and sharing my author's work and stuff. So we definitely appreciate you rocking with us.
Yeah, definitely, man. I support the Raquel Williams Presents brand imprint, you know what I'm saying, for real. And before you go, because my man Devon Liddy is going to be coming on to close up some of these lines, you want to say anything to your family, friends, and authors, you know, before you go with the holidays coming up?
I mean, I just want everybody to know that I appreciate them. Like, I couldn't do everything I'm doing without the support. You know, some days I'm stressed out, crying, and my readers are always there. My authors are, like, they're a good support system for me or whatever. So I just want to, you know, let everybody know I appreciate them. And definitely look out for RWP for 2016 because we got some major heat coming. And also, my books will be in Walmart, Target, and Books a Million come 2016. So...
All right, you know, before we go, the deal with Carl Weber, that's a huge, huge congratulations on that. Signing with that brother, man, gives you a lot of exposure, introduce you to a whole other audience, and takes your game to another level, man. Real quickly, tell us about the deal with Carl, and what is it you're going to be doing with Urban Books?
Wow, it was, you know, it was definitely a blessing when I got the call. I submitted the call in July, and it was definitely a blessing when I got the call that I was going to be signed. Your Man Chose Me was picked up by Carl Weber, so that will be out in 2016. And then I'm doing Around the Way Girls January of 2017. Also, I have some new books coming out underneath Carl Weber. So, you know, I'm signed with Urban now, so you definitely see my books in Walmart and all the major bookstores. I'll also be going on a 5-city book tour once my book drops in Walmart. So, I mean, it's definitely a blessing to be signed to Carl Weber, and I just look forward to, you know, what's in store for me.
Wow, you was doing big, big things over there, man. Congratulations, Raquel Williams. Once again, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. the book critic, a.k.a. Mr. Going and Sexy, in the building right before Christmas. Raquel Williams, congratulations, my sister. I got other people calling. Let's see what's on the line, because I'm waiting for the boy and lady to call in. You calling up for 770. Who's that? Hello, caller. Somebody's calling up from 770. Anyway, man, listen, I'm waiting for Devon Lilly to call in. Don't know where he's at. He's going to join us in just a minute. Raquel, again, thank you so much, baby. I wish you nothing but success in the future.
Thank you.
You're doing big things. You know, you're repping Jamaica. You're repping, you know, Westchester, money earning my running now to ATL.
Of course,
nationwide.
All day. No, I ain't repping ATL. I love ATL, but I'm repping New York
all down
day. I miss New York. Yes, I do. I miss New York. Like, I'll
tell
be there once
I
move back to New York.
Yeah, I put you. I just did 5 years down in D.C. Now I'm down in Florida in the Fort Lauderdale area, and I expect to be down here for quite a while. Yeah, I miss New York. Let me get some people on the line because I'm not. My caller's got to come in. My guests. We holding up for Devon and Lily.
Yeah,
you on the line, brother?
Yeah, I'm on the line right now.
What's your area code that you calling me from?
Hold on. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
What's your area code that you calling in from?
It's 216.
Oh, you're calling up on the 216. All right, we got Raquel. Raquel, I'm going to have to take this call with my man, Devon.
Okay,
Lily,
no
on the
problem.
Line. Thank you so much. I love
it
you, baby.
It was my pleasure.
Merry Christmas.
All right, love you too. Bye.
Happy New Year. Peace. All right. Once again, DJ Gacker, a.k.a. Mr. Growing the Sexy, in the building. We got Devon and Lily. I know you had a hard time getting through, so sorry about that, my brother.
Yeah, yeah. But it's all good, though. And I got the Real House Boys of Cleveland with me. How you doing?
All right, now listen.
What's going on? We in the house.
All right, listen. All right. So you got your squad in here. You're going to introduce everybody in just a minute. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's DJ Gaffney, Who's Who, and African American Lit Blog Radio Show. Just had Raquel Williams. Now we got Devon Lilly on the line. He's an author, reality show actor. The name of the show is The Real Housewives of Cleveland, and he has some of his castmates in the building. We're going to talk about his books. We're going to talk about that show and whatever else we can get in tonight. All right, so Devon, you are on – wait a minute. What area code are you calling in on now?
I'm calling from 216.
Oh, you're calling from 216. All right, you got a call on 973. Who's that?
Hello?
You calling from the 973 area code?
Yes, I am.
You calling to talk with Devon Lilly and the Real Housewives of Cleveland?
Yes.
Hey.
All right, well, Devon.
What is that?
Hold on a second. I'm doing opening the lines up, so please just hold on. I'll get you to talk to Devon. First of all, Devon, tell everybody who you are, man, and where you're from, my brother.
Yes, yes. My name is Devon Lilly. I'm an author, a publisher. Young Revolutionary Publishing. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm out here. I'm also a cast member and a producer on the new reality series, The Real Housewives of Cleveland. And, you know, we making moves.
Yeah. You definitely making moves, man. I've been working you for with you for a while. I think I met when you were promoted to Max. Magnificent Life of Gravy Brown. Later on, went to meet you at the First Read Expo in Atlanta last year.
Yeah.
Where you were promoting memoirs of the homosexual president. Real quickly, man, how has your life changed since you start publishing your books? Because I know The Magnificent Life of Gravy Brown did real well, and don't know too much about the second book, but how has things changed for you, man, since you became a publisher?
You know what, since I became a publisher and a published author, it's just a lot of doors have opened up for me, and I've gotten a lot of new opportunities, and I've just come out of a shell, you know. I've gotten more used to talking to people and mingling with the people, so that's pretty much how life has changed for me.
Yeah. Well, no, you definitely live in the flamboyant fly lifestyle. I see you on social media. I see you all over the place, man. Very high visibility since you started shooting and promoting The Real Housewives of Cleveland. We're going to talk about the books again in a minute, but tell me a little bit about The Real Housewives of Cleveland. Who's the cast members? Introduce them real quick, man, if you got them on the line with you.
Okay.
Let them introduce themselves.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Tony.
Okay, my name is Antonio Jackson. I'm also from Cleveland. Always born and raised here. I was in the hip documentary on the Download, which premiered in 2006 on Netflix and VH1. I'm also currently a member of the Real Housewives of Cleveland. Antonio Quiet Storm Jackson is my name.
All right, next, thanks for coming on the show, man. Who's next?
Yeah, and then we got. Here we go.
Warren Sofine. How you doing? My name is Warren Sofine. Multi-talented model, singer, songwriter, actor, and dancer, exotic dancer. And that's what I do. I dance. So I make my money, and I do what I do. I love entertainment, and I love doing my thing and being fly and talented and being faith, having my faith with God, you know?
That's what's up. Who else? Who's next, man? Who else you got, Devon? Who's with you, man?
We got Chris. Here we go.
Oh, I'm Chris Broadwater. I'm the fabulous one on the New Kids Reality. So I'm a model. I do runway shows. And I actually plan on doing a commercial. I got a gig to do a commercial. So that will be coming out soon. And, yeah, that's what it is.
And
All right, Jeff,
we got it's one more other cast member, but that's Thumper the Best Host. But he's not with us tonight.
All right, but listen, man, you got the gang. You know, I wish this was actually a live TV interview, man. You know, I do that public access TV show in D.C., man, because I really need you cats in the studio, man. I mean, having you on the radio was good, but, you know, like you said, fabulous lifestyle, cats are flamboyant, stylish, you know what I mean? And I would love to have you dudes in the studio.
We would love to come be a part of your TV audience, your TV show.
All right. Listen, man, tell me about The Real Housewives of Cleveland. What is the show about, man, and what is the message, man, that you cats are trying to give, you know, your viewers out there, man?
Okay, well, you know what? The show is about me and four of my good friends. We're all ambitious, young, up-and-coming artists and entrepreneurs trying to make it in our careers. You got a author, a model, a dancer, actor, a chef, you know, an actor. So that's what the show is really about. It's us really trying to showcase us in our careers and trying to make it. And also, it's also an all-gay cast. And we're just having fun with it. We're really crazy. We out here. We're just having a lot of fun with it. But it is really based on showing young African-American men on the rise.
No doubt.
Yeah, you definitely push the I'm going to cut you up. We definitely have pushed the envelopes and changed the game with that cast. You said it's an all-gay cast, all men. The cast got no shame. I see y'all. I seen clips, man. I seen footage and everything that's going on. Nobody's holding back. The cats are really letting your personalities shine through. And I'm loving it, man. I can't wait to see more of the show and more of what you
Thank
guys
you.
Have to talk about. Now, I wanted to have one question for each one of you guys. Now, Chris.
Okay.
How has your life changed, Chris, man, since you became a part of this cast and you guys shot the show?
Well, I've been getting a lot of fans. And,
okay.
You know, it's a good publicity. It was good publicity for me to get my modeling career out there a little bit more as well. So, yeah, I'm happy about that, and I'm so grateful for it, you know.
Okay. All right. Now, Devon, I didn't get the other two names. You said you got three more dudes with you. I didn't what's the other brother's name?
You got Warren, and you got Antonio.
All right, Antonio, what has been the most amazing thing that's happened to you, man, since this show started, man, since you guys did filming and started doing the show? What's the most amazing thing that's happened to you, man?
Man, just getting to know my castmates. That's the most amazing thing possible. Just to see how five of us with different personalities can come together as one and push a movement. You know what I'm saying? Just to see that's the most fabulous thing. To see all five of us from different types of lives, different age ranks, different everything. You know what I'm saying? How we can just come together and put something together. You know what I'm saying? So elaborate as what we have presented. So that's the most fabulous thing right there. And not only that, just the fan base that we've gotten. It couldn't have been more. We couldn't have asked for more. We couldn't.
Okay. All right, and I don't know, Devon, the last brother that we was going to ask.
Warren, so fine.
Yeah, Warren. Warren, what can we look for in 2016 from you guys, the cast, and everybody, man, on the Real Housewives of Cleveland? What do you guys plan for the new year, 2016?
Real Housewives.
Yeah. We plan the road trip. We got a tour.
I don't care.
No hate campaign. We have a no hate campaign that we're going to promote. We have a tour coming up in a few months. We're going to tour the country, and we're going to promote items such as shirts and so whatever. You know, so we're going to do a lot of things promoting the Real Hawk Boys of Cleveland. We're going to show our individuality and everything in all aspects. So it's going to be great. You're going to see high fashion. You're going to see personality. You're going to see disagreement.
Okay.
You're going to see talent and just love and realness.
And also,
Jeff, I want to put it out there, 2016, my new novel is dropping, The Conspiracy to Kill Michelangelo.
Oh, man.
Okay, that's what's up, man. You're showing a whole other side of that talent, man. I know you, what type of album you putting out? You singing? What are you doing?
No. It's my new novel.
Oh, you said novel. I think it's an album. Oh,
it's
a new novel, my bad.
Yeah, I'll be waiting on
that one,
dude.
What's the title of the book?
It's called The Conspiracy to Kill Michelangelo.
Wow, Conspiracy to Kill Michelangelo. Man, you cats is really amazing, man. I wish I had more time. Once again, DJ Gaskin, Who's Who in African American Land, Block Talk Radio Show. We got the fly and fabulous Real Houseboys of Cleveland in the building.
Talented
brothers, man. All right, Devon.
Yes.
I've seen all the talk about the show.
Okay.
I've seen you guys trying to get deals. I've seen you pitching the show to cable networks and things of that nature, man. How are you coming along with getting the show picked up or carried by a network or a web series or anything, man? What's happening with that, man? Because people are waiting to see the show.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? We're excited to get it out there. We've negotiated with BET. We've negotiated with VH1. And now we're just going for whoever offers us the best situation.
Okay.
This TV world is it. You know, I've been in the publishing world for a few years, but this TV world is new and it's different. But we're definitely going to go with whoever comes with the best situation. And that's another thing. 2016, we expect to be on national television.
Yeah, well, definitely. Yes, you already know.
Yeah, but talk about it, man. Listen, man, I understand you guys have shot the episodes, you shot the pilots, you got everything done. It's in the can. All you're waiting for is somebody to pick it up, man. And that's the hardest part of this whole thing. I got a quick question now. One of the brothers said the most amazing thing that has happened is getting to know the cast members. Were you guys familiar with each other when this show got started, or did you all meet as you were putting the cast together?
Well, that was me. I met Devon through our manager, and then came along Chris, and you know, just outreaching and just getting to know people, and just looking at the different names in the city. We also did a casting call where we picked up a few other guys also. So that's what I mean. We just all, you know, we really didn't know each other. We just got to know each other. Our personalities are all totally different. And how we just came together as one to, you know, to present the Real Housewives of Cleveland. So that was amazing right there.
That's what's up. Listen, I got a couple of people on the line. I got somebody calling from 757. Do you have a question for the Real Housewives of Cleveland? I guess not. I got somebody else calling from 770. Do you have a question for the Real Housewives of Cleveland?
Yes, I do. This is Joyce Dickerson. I just wanted to tell Devon Lilly hello. He knows who I am. Hey, yes, the life of Gravy Brown and the homosexual president and all our good times that you and DJ Gadsby and all of us had in Atlanta. So, you know, I'm still and always will support you. Now I have to look for the new book because I don't know when I'll see the Real Housewives of Cleveland. You got to get it to Atlanta. We got to see it in Atlanta. We waiting. So, you know, I'm always sending you inboxes asking you, okay, now Atlanta's still in the, we still want to see it. But you know that I have been supporting you from way back, and I will continue to support you in all that you do.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And we got this show coming out this year coming up and my new novel, The Conspiracy to Kill Michelangelo.
Okay,
and
you know,
we're going on tour.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I have the life of Gravy Brown and the homosexual president, so now I got to get it. I don't have it on Kindle. I have hardback, so I have to buy that on hardback also.
You're going to love it.
Okay, I know I will. You know, anything you put out,
you know.
Okay,
I'm
that's
let you
fine.
I'm going to let you know when we come to Atlanta.
All right, that is fine.
Yeah, big shout out to Joyce, man. Yo, Devon, I just remembered that, man. We all was down at that First Street Expo. Me, you, Joyce. We had a ball. Matter of fact, I think your table was right next to mine.
Wahida.
On that same
right.
side,
it
man.
It was, and you all was cutting up.
Yeah, we had a ball.
Yeah,
Yo, Devon, big shout out to your big shout to your manager, too, man. I met that brother, man. We chopped it up and talked for a little while. Haven't really been in touch with him since then, man. But please give him my regards, you know, when you talk to him, man.
He can actually hear you. He's standing right here.
What's up, DJ?
Hey, what's going on, player, man? You guys are doing a wonderful thing, man. You're doing a fantastic job, man, molding these cats. Mentoring these brothers, man, opening doors and putting them in positions to be successful, man. I just want to say a kudos to you as their manager, man, for pointing this cats in the right path, man.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm doing the best I can. They worry me to death, but we're going to make it. Listen, tell everybody, we're doing a big tour next year. We're going to be doing a big tour. But tell them they can look us up at www.yrp.biz, and they can see any of the dates that we're going to be in the cities near you all. And please tell them that if something that they want us to do when we come to the city, tell them to email us and let us know, and we'll be very, very glad to participate in anything that they want us to do. We're doing the No Hate campaign for 2016, which is going to be very relevant to lifestyles. And
you know what?
We're going to be speaking. Go ahead.
Yeah, I need to cut you off. I'm definitely going to look for those tour dates and those cities that you're going to hit. You know, I'm in Atlanta, I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Miami area. I'm in D.C., and I'm in New York at different times of the year, man. So I'll definitely follow you cats and make sure I know those dates, man, if I'm in the city at that time, that I can hook up and try to work with you in any kind of way. But, Devon, you had mentioned the No Hate campaign. That's the letter N, the letter O, the letter H, with the 8 behind it, right?
Yep, that's it.
All right. Explain that real quickly, man, because I've seen that, and I don't really know what the No Hate campaign is, man. So if you got a minute, man, explain that to the listeners real quick for those who don't know what that is, man.
You know what it is? It's really a national campaign against just any hate of any kind. You know, hate behind gender, your sexual preference, your race.
Okay.
You know, just discrimination of any kind is standing up against that. And the Housewives of Cleveland, Real Housewives of Cleveland, are really passionate about this fight.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a
taking
real, real key cause, man. It's a real noble cause, man. I salute you brothers, man, for taking on that campaign and supporting that, man, because, you know, there is a lot of haters here in the world for different reasons, and it's good, man, that you got a cause you can stand up and support, man. Now, listen, and anyone of you guys can take this question.
He told DJ Gabe, he said, that's my baby right there. I said, she my baby. She'll always be my baby. I mean, my baby is a bowel. So he remembered when he first met me.
Okay, we got a sidebar going on. I didn't hear that conversation. You got a private conversation. That's her baby. Anyway, who now the Mercury Block Talk Radio, DJ Gaspy flying fabulous in the building, the House Boys of Cleveland. Yo, man, one more question, man. How is Cleveland repping you dudes? How is Cleveland and the city, man, you know, supporting you cats, man, and what kind of love are they showing y'all for this TV show and the fact that you shot it out there, man?
You know what? I would say 95% of the people here in Cleveland are really, really supportive, and they're really behind this project. They want to see us make it. Then, you know, you got that 5% that's haters. You know, the haters, they come along with it.
You know what I'm saying, man? I hater just a fan that don't know it yet.
I hate a fan that don't realize it.
Don't forget our hashtag RHBOC. Hit us up on Facebook.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Hey, listen, man. Yeah. Hey, look, Devon, I got to wrap the show up, man.
When can we come be on your TV show?
Listen, we got to talk about that, man. Hit me up in inbox. Like I said, I'm in Miami right now. I don't know when I'm going to be shooting back there because I'm, you know, for the holidays, I'm definitely not doing nothing. We're going to start scheduling some shows in 2016. That's what I said. Let me know what your schedule is and when you guys are coming through.
Definitely.
Maybe we can hook up something and get you guys in the studio, man. You know what I mean? Let's talk, man, after the show. You can inbox me or even call me. You know, you got my cell, and we'll talk about that. But before we go, I want to give all of you guys a chance, you know, to give a shout-out to family, friends, and loved ones before we go, man, because it's holiday season. Everybody want to get a last word in to everybody before we shut it down.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
All right, well, Tony, you go ahead. You start off, Tony.
Oh, okay. I just want to give a shout-out to Cleveland first and foremost. Also, you know, my most high, my higher power. And most of all, I want to give a shout-out to Candy Shop Nails. They, you know, they show through. We show it out during filming. But also, I wanted to give my love to my city, man. That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Here go Warren.
Shout out to more blessings and more success. And just shout out to life. Shout out to my mom. You know, I love you. You know, shout out to everybody who continue to support me. So shout out. Have a blessed one.
Okay. This is me. I just want to send a shout out to my city, Cleveland. I'm going to shout out my crew, the Real House Boys of Cleveland. Shout out my management, Slick Rick. I want to shout out everybody who's supporting us. And I want to shout out DJ Gaspy and your show.
Yes, sir.
Right there. This is Chris. Fabulous one, by the way. But no, I want to shout out the 216, the 916. I definitely want to shout out my mother, my grandmother, and everybody supporting us. And,
yeah.
Thank you. Much love.
Thank you.
And shout out to Thumper. That's our other cast member. He's not here right now. He's currently under the weather.
Okay. Oh, that's Thumper. Thumper, that's the dude you said the other dude.
And this
can't feel
anybody
under the weather. You're laughing like that's cold weather.
Okay. I want to give a shout out to my mother, who's going through an illness, but God is going to bless her and keep her.
Yeah, my prayer's going out.
And yeah, my mother has Alzheimer's. That was my main support system. I want to give a shout out to the Real House Boys of Cleveland. I want to keep them out of jail. Thumper.
Our
main character, Thumper, is in jail currently, so he won't be with us until June.
All right.
We just got Chris out of jail 2 weeks ago.
Man, listen.
They were out chilling. And
Man, y'all better get that bail money up. Y'all wildin'.
So I think he's learned his lesson before he's still a bubble guard. They told him, we was in the shoe store with him, and they said, here, these are free, and he still wouldn't take it. So I think he's learned his lesson. But you know how it is with these young folks. You got to keep them in line. But they learning their lessons. They trying to listen. And happy holidays to you, Mr. DJ Gasly. And your group and your family and everybody's family at the radio station.
Thank you, man.
And I'm going to get with you so we can do some stuff with you in some of your cities. You know, you just look on www.yrp.biz. You can see our concert dates on there, and hopefully you can see some dates, and we can arrange some stuff with you, or we can do some special stuff just with you because we appreciate you. As a business person and as a Devon Lilly follower, he's known as the king of fiction for 2016.
I got mad love and respect for both of you brothers, man, and for what you do. I know how this business is. It's very fickle. It's very hard, you know, and, you know, very rarely do you get people that's real about what they do and real about what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And want to help you reach whatever levels of success, man, that you can with the help of them, man. So, you know, I'm always down to do whatever I can do, man. But, again, I respect the show. I respect, you know, the cast members. I respect the lifestyle and the way you supported that No Hate campaign. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we need to bring that shit to the forefront in a lot of ways, man. You're groundbreaking with a male reality show. And like you said, gay cast members. You're from Cleveland.
Yep.
You got a lot of things that could hold you back, man, but you're turning them into positives, and you're moving ahead, you know, full speed in 2016, man. So anything I can do, man, like I said, you know, I support you guys all the way, man.
And we appreciate you. We definitely appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
RSBLC.
Yes.
Yeah, but man, I always promote. Listen, Devon, inbox me with that information, man, because I ain't going to remember none of that. I have to go back and listen to that show, especially the website, man. Hit me, inbox me that website. I'll definitely share it. I'll definitely support it. Any links, man, that you guys got. Devon, let me know about your upcoming book. And the cast members, you guys got something going on, man. I do authors' profiles. I do spotlights on people and entertainment as well. It's not all about books with me. So all you other cast members that have things that you're doing, let me know who you are. Give me a bio, man, and I can help promote you and out on social media as well. Not just Devon, man,
okay,
go back, but the rest of the cast members. Yeah, man, I'm down to do all that. But listen, man, it's Who's Who in African American Lit, Block Talk Radio, yours truly, Mr. Growing and Sexy, a.k.a. The Book Critic. You know, we getting ready for Christmas, man. We getting ready for New Year's. Devon, thank you. All you cats,
you,
man, from the Real House Boys.
Thank you.
I salute you, man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And listen,
Merry
man,
Christmas.
And one more thing. Like the manager was saying, stay out of trouble, man. Stay out of jail, man. Calm down. Slow it down. You know what I mean? Come on, man. You know what I'm saying?
DJ.
We know you turned up. We know you're all excited.
Hey, DJ.
Y'all get it in. I can tell. Yeah.
Hey, DJ.
I can tell, man. Yes, sir.
DJ, listen.
Yeah,
let me tell you. Let me tell you something. You can offer this to your listeners. Anybody that hits us up at www.yrp.biz, leave us a comment, and we will send you a copy of the first episode free of charge.
Wow. Yeah, you're definitely going to have to do that. I'm going to go back to the show, man, and get that information, man.
Yep, get it.
Promote
and
you
any
team,
of your
man.
Listeners, and tell them they have the response is your name. When they mention your name, they get a free. They can either get a free CD or a free T-shirt. Either one.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right, man, I'm going to do that, man. Matter of fact, when we get off the call, man, I'm going to hit you cats up. Maybe not today, tomorrow, but it's a holiday. But I'm going to hit you up, man. We can start working together, man, a little bit more.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, they shut me down, B. And again, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. Thanks for being on the show, guys. God bless. Hope you all practice a successful 2016, man.
Okay. Hey, remember one thing, okay? Remember this.
Yeah.
The Real House Boys of Cleveland.
Yes. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. All right, guys. Peace.